Welcome to the deep dive. If you are operating in the digital landscape today, you know the stakes in modern SEO. Well, they couldn't be higher.
They really couldn't.
We're in 2025, and relying on old tactics, just, you know, piling up any link you can find, that's not just inefficient, it could be actively harmful.
Exactly. The algorithms have gotten ruthlessly smart.
So our mission today is tactical. We're moving past the basics to future-proof your rankings by mastering advanced link-building strategies.
And we really have to emphasize that the definition of link-building has, it's evolved.
Yeah.
We are fundamentally still talking about acquiring hyperlinks, backlinks from other sites.
Right.
But today, these aren't just numbers to count. They are quality endorsements. They are powerful, relevant votes of confidence in the eyes of Google, signaling your content is trustworthy, authoritative, and maybe most importantly, topically relevant.
That distinction right there,
yep.
Relevant authority, that's everything now. The idea that a single, really strategic backlink can outweigh dozens of generic ones is, well, it's the core belief we all need to operate under.
Yeah, it is. A strong, diversified, and highly relevant backlink profile isn't just a factor anymore. It's the non-negotiable foundation of any successful SEO strategy today.
Precisely. And, you know, that leads us to the critical question. Why does link building still hold such massive weight when search engines are using AI, user experience metrics, all this other stuff?
It's a great question because they are using so much more.
They are, absolutely. But links are confirmed time and again as a major foundational ranking factor.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithms now are so sophisticated, they don't just count the link, they analyze the entire context.
Right.
Is the linking site a niche authority? Are they using natural language to refer to you?
Right. Is it coming from a trusted page? It's all about that flow. High quality links from reputable, relevant sources,
yeah.
They just significantly boost your perceived site authority and visibility. But this is where the major warning comes in.
This is the flip side of the coin. The penalty risk.
Exactly. Low quality paid or spammy link. I mean, anything that looks manipulative, it will actively harm your rankings. It can trigger manual or even algorithmic penalties.
So the focus has to shift.
A total shift. From counting links to earning links. It's a blend of technical mastery, creative content, and genuine relationship building.
Okay. So let's break down some of the technicals that prove this shift. We talk a lot about domain authority, DA, or domain rating, DR. For our audience who are advanced learners, why is just targeting a high DA site not enough anymore?
That is a crucial point. If you only chase a raw number, like a DA 90 site, let's say a massive news publication, that link might carry some weight, sure. But if your site is about specialized financial software,
it's not relevant.
It lacks topical relevance. Exactly. In 2025, Google's algorithms are prioritizing topical relevance scores. You are much, much better off getting a link from a DA 40 financial tech blog that lives and breathes your niche.
So quality means alignment. What about anchor text diversity? What's the risk there?
Okay, so anchor text is the clickable text in a hyperlink. If 80% of your links pointing to a page about financial modeling software use that exact phrase,
it looks unnatural.
Google sees that repetition and flags it as manipulation. Think of it like a real-world reputation. If everyone in your network only refers to you as the best financial modeling software seller, it just starts to sound artificial.
That makes perfect sense. You want a natural, organic profile. Some links use your brand name. Some use generic phrases like click here. Others use the keyword.
Precisely. That blend defines a healthy profile. And this leads us perfectly into the hallmarks of a truly successful modern strategy.
Okay, so we've established the relentless focus on quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other defining characteristics?
The second is strategic content creation that is so inherently valuable, so educational or entertaining that it naturally attracts backlinks. We call this link-worthy content.
Foundational asset.
It is. And the third is personalized communication and building authentic relationships through targeted outreach. We're moving from digital spamming to digital diplomacy.
I like that. So to make this actionable, how do we measure success beyond just counting links? We mentioned DA, relevance, anchor text. What else should you be tracking?
You have to track link placement. Is the link editorially placed high up in the body of the content, or is it buried in the footer?
A huge difference.
Immense. Links embedded contextually within the first few paragraphs carry so much more weight. You also need to track link velocity, how quickly you're getting links. A sudden, unnatural spike can signal manipulation.
So slow, consistent growth is the goal.
It's the key sign of a long-term authoritative brand.
Okay, so for someone mapping out their year, how do they choose which tactics to pursue? Do you focus on content, or outreach?
It's always about alignment. You have to align your approach with your specific goals, your resources, time, creative talent, budget, and the competitive landscape. If your competitors are crushing it with data studies, your goal should be to create a superior data study.
And if you're new?
If your site is new, you might prioritize something like broken link building to get some quick authority wins. It's more about persistence.
Knowing where competitors get their links is really the master key here, isn't it? It stops you from wasting time.
Absolutely. You get to see the blueprint for success in your niche.
That sets the stage beautifully for the tactical breakdown. We've curated the 7 best link building strategies for 2025. Let's start with the foundation.
Number 1, prioritize high quality links. This means targeting sites that pass both the relevance and the authority tests. We're not just looking for high DA, we're looking for high topical trust flow.
So how do we practically implement this surgical approach?
It's systematic research, really. You identify those topically relevant, authoritative sites. You pursue guest blogging, but only on sites that are true thought leaders. You offer expert insights, this is critical, by positioning yourself as a source for journalists through services like HRO.
Help a reporter out.
Yes. And you have to diversify the links you get. Branded text links, direct URLs, even a relevant image link now and then.
And the pro tip here has to be personalization. If you send a generic email, you're out. If you mention their recent article on X and explain how your insight on Y complements it, you're in the door.
That's the only way. Which brings us to number 2, and this is where creativity takes center stage. Create link-worthy content.
Right.
The concept is simple. Craft resources that are so definitive, so well-researched, that they become mandatory citation for others in your industry.
Give us some concrete examples of what's earning links today.
We're talking comprehensive industry resource hubs, original case studies, benchmark research papers with proprietary data, or even tools like calculators or interactive charts.
Things a journalist has to cite.
Exactly. I have to cite that data source.
So implementation is about finding the gaps. What questions are being answered superficially right now? You fill that gap with detail, with solid research, and great visuals.
And the pro tip for longevity. Regularly refresh your best performing assets. If you released a big industry report in January, update the beta in July. It keeps the content evergreen and encourages new links.
Okay, strategy number 3, harness strategic guest blogging. Now, let me challenge this for a second. Guest blogging used to be a low quality spam tactic. How is it an advanced strategy in 2025?
That's a great challenge. The differentiator is the shift from promotion to thought leadership. If your goal is just to drop a link, you'll fail. The goal is acquiring high-quality backlinks and expanding your brand reach by contributing genuinely insightful original articles.
So you're investing your expertise in a partner's domain.
Exactly. The implementation involves deep research into niche sites with high engagement. Then you craft a pitch tailored specifically to their audience's needs. The content has to be educational, novel, and avoid overt self-promotion. You earn that link.
Next step, number 4, is a personal favorite because it's such a clear win-win.
Right.
Unlock high-value links with broken link building.
I love this one, too. You're using technical data to build a relationship. You find broken links on reputable resource pages, and you reach out to offer your content as a high-quality replacement.
Walk us through the technical steps. What tools are mandatory here?
You need something that analyzes external links like RFs, SEMrush, or even Screaming Frog. You use them to crawl high-value pages in your niche, looking for those 404 outbound errors.
And once you find one?
You find or create a superior resource on your site that fills the void left by that dead link.
The pitch has to be key. You can't just say, your link is broken, use mine.
No, the pro tip is all diplomacy. You send a friendly, low-pressure email that starts by helping them clean up their site. Point out the dead link, and then suggest your solution, framing it as a benefit to their readers.
Smart. Okay, strategy number 5 is pure efficiency. Analyze and leverage competitors' backlink profiles.
This is reverse engineering at its best. Stop guessing. Pick your top rivals, scan their backlink profiles with a tool, and identify the pages and content formats that get linked to the most.
This reveals 2 things, right? The content themes that work and the specific domains you should be targeting.
Exactly. And the action step isn't to copy their content. It's to create a demonstrably higher value version. Make the definitive guide where they just had a summary. Then you can approach the same websites that link to your rival with your better resource.
So you're identifying the intent of the link, what problem did their article solve, and then you just solve that problem better.
That's the core insight. Moving on to number 6, master direct outreach. This one takes persistence.
It sounds broad. How do we make direct outreach specific and effective?
You have to segment your prospects, journalists, bloggers, resource curators. You craft personalized emails when promoting your new link-worthy content. But the secret is focusing on mutual benefit.
Don't just ask for a link.
Never. Offer them exclusive data, a co-authoring opportunity, something that makes it a worthwhile exchange for them, too.
Mutual benefit is the only way to cut through the noise.
And the simple pro tip, follow up politely. You'd be amazed how often a high-value prospect is just too busy. A second or third email often gets a positive response.
Finally, number 7, leveraging the lowest hanging fruit. Convert unlinked brand mentions into valuable backlinks.
This is such high conversion work. You're just finding every time your brand, product, or business was mentioned on the web without a clickable link. These sites already know you. They already trust you.
The implementation is pretty straightforward, but it has to be consistent.
Right. You use monitoring tools like Google Alerts or Mention to find these unlinked mentions. Then you reach out courteously, you thank them for the mention, and you politely request a link for proper attribution.
And the pitch should always be about their readers, right?
Absolutely. The pro tip is to highlight how linking benefits their audience by offering direct access to the source material. It just leverages positive recognition you already have.
That detailed breakdown of 7 strategies really provides the tactical roadmap for 2025. If you had to distill all this down, what is the single essential takeaway?
It's an uncompromising focus on 3 things: quality, relevance, and user experience. Link building is no longer a volume game. It's a strategic investment in topical authority. At the end of the day, tactics prioritizing genuine value will always outperform those focused on volume.
So the future is earned links and authentic relationships.
That's it. It's built on that foundation.
And if we acknowledge that the core of this is creating link-worthy content and using strategic intelligence, I want you to consider this question as you map out your next quarter. What high-value proprietary resource or data gap currently exists in your industry that only you are uniquely positioned to fill? That single answer is your top-tier link acquisition strategy just waiting to be executed.
That's where the true deep work begins.
This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.